It's WNRI's Upfront. The opinions expressed represent those only of the panel and callers and do not reflect the views of WNRI and its owners. Telephone lines are now open at 769-0600. And now, let's join the Upfront panel.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of the Upfront Radio Show here on 1380 AM and 99.9 FM, WNRI. So great to have you with us this morning. My name is John Brien. I am your host each and every Friday for the Friday edition. And we will be here for the next hour to talk to you, talk with you. And it is a talk show, so you will be able to call in and join the dialogue. And I will tell you how to do that in our next segment. But the way we start our show each and every Friday, as we do the Friday edition, is we have our first segment, and our first segment is known as the Real Estate Question of the Week. And that Real Estate Question of the Week is given to Bob Martin. Bob Martin, the broker owner of the Crossroads Real Estate Group, and we try to see if he's got the answer. He always seems to have the answer because he's a very knowledgeable man, and I don't think this week is going to be any different. But you never know. This one might stump him, but probably not. But let's find out if he's on our live line first and foremost and say good morning. And Bob, are you there this morning?
I am, John.
Excellent. Good morning to you, my friend. Bob, we have a question for you, if you are ready.
Yes.
Okay. Dear Bob, we have been looking at houses, and they have a couple, and we have a couple that interest us. One has solar panels. We don't know much about those. Do they add value, and what should we be concerned about? Bob Martin.
Generally speaking, most people don't say, I want to find a house with solar panels. Sometimes they find a house and they have the solar panels. We've got a couple going right now. They get educated. So I don't want to say it's a mixed bag. One, it's a long contract. There are different kind of contracts. They can be leased. They can be purchased. It is an added cost in a sense, because most of the time it's a 25-year payment plan that is escalates monthly. So it's an additional cost, hopefully offset by the electric bill, so that the people that put them in love them, I'd say the majority, if we had two homes identical next to each other in the Northeast at least, and one had solar panels and the other one didn't, I personally, and I think most appraisers and whatnot, would not add any value to the one, price-wise, to the one with the solar panels. The price of the selling price would be the same. That doesn't mean there's not an advantage to the buyer if they assume it, but sometimes they just don't want to assume the payment. The other thing that, you have to be careful on when I'm representing a buyer is you have to look at the age of the roof. These things go up for 25 years. Most of the time, the holes that they use to put them on, they're warranting them for about 10 years. Plus, if you've got a roof that's already 20, 25 years old, and you might have to replace it before the solar panels, your lease runs out, then you got to pay to take them out. So you have to make sure that there's a relatively new roof. It's something, I don't want to say it's new, it's been around for a long time. But I personally never had someone said, they got solar panels, I want this house. So they're there. Most of the time, the people will assume them. I've had people go the other way, say, I really don't want to bother with them. I cannot factually say that I do know it offsets the electric bill. There are some that you get a check back, others you get a credit, others that the company keeps it and accumulates any extra. So it can be all over the place. But I would tend to say that they need to know and thoroughly read the contract if they're going to go ahead with a home that has solar panels on it, because it will be a monthly cost, and they want to make sure that that cost at least offsets the cost of the electricity, and it should on most months, and it should accumulate otherwise. So it's just something that it's another layer of caution. And then we've had people that say, I really don't want solar panels, and I'll move on in the house. So I wouldn't say it's a destination for people, and they say, well, I absolutely want it. Probably more people are apathetic to it, and those that are not more environmentally sensitive, I think, would almost prefer they're not there. That may rival anyone. I know Dick just had a commercial before I went on, but I'm not knocking the product. It's just that if you want it, it's great, and if you don't, then it's an extra cost to the home buyer. And the seller can't just say, well, the solar panel company, come and get them and take them off the roof. They're committed to it, and most of the time, you know, you're talking the cost of $20,000-$30,000 in some instances, so the homeowner certainly is not going to pay it off. And then so the buyer's got to assume it. If they're already tight on the mortgage, it's used on their debt-to-income ratio when they're applying for a mortgage. So mixed bags, I guess, is the best thing I could say.
Bob, I was just having this conversation with a homeowner yesterday who told me that if he was to sell his house, that he's got solar, and if he was to sell his house, there would be a transfer fee that would have to be paid for the lease of those panels, and that would become the responsibility of the new buyer. And I can see why a new buyer may not want to take something like that on.
Well, exactly. I mean, the one I just read one on the houses we're listing, you know, its initial $141 a month. It goes up 2.99% a year. When I read the lease, I said to the young couple, you know, in this particular case, how this one is put together, your electric bill has to be at least $150 a month to just offset your monthly cost, because they reimburse 90% of it. And there are, you know, better contracts than others. But a younger couple usually is not thrilled in having to assume that kind of debt.
Very interesting this morning, Bob. Bob, if anyone has a question about solar on a house in general, or anything that has to do with real estate, and they want to contact you, how do they go about doing that?
401-766-7545, and my cell direct is 401-474-3556.
Bob Martin, have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us this morning. We will talk to you next week with the real estate question of the week.
Okay, John.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's Bob Martin with our Real Estate Question of the Week segment. He is the broker owner of the Crossroads Real Estate Group, and we thank him for his participation here on the Friday edition of the Upfront Radio Show. When we come back, we've just got so many different things to talk about. Sometimes I can come into the show and I can say, well, I've got this topic, and I'm just so locked in. But I've got so many different things to share with you this morning. And I feel like it's all over the place, only because so much has happened in a short period of time of 7 days. And here in the state, here in our country, and I'm anxious to hear what you have got to say about it. So we're going to talk about all of the world's problems. That's right, all the world's problems. When we come back right here on the Friday edition of the Upfront Radio Show, here on 1380 AM and 99.9 FM, WNRI.
So what's in your appetite? At Grumpy's in South Bellingham, their menu is so expansive, we can satisfy any taste. You may want to try a Grumpy Signature Burger. There are 12 to choose from. And if you like seafood, try our Broiled Seafood Sampler of haddock, scallop, shrimp, lobster, and a stuffed quahog to go along. And you might want to check out a Taste of Italy, too, from eggplant, parmesan, spaghetti and meatballs, and many other Italian choices. And you may want to try a Grumpy Sirloin Steak, filet mignon, or a Bourbon Street steak tip dinner, all char-broiled to your taste perfection. And we have a nightly menu special and also weekend specials. Kitchen open Friday and Saturday till midnight. Restaurant open 7 days a week. It's time to make it a Grumpy's experience today.
And you can make it a Grumpy's experience today, starting at noon with those lunchtime specials, $6.99 and up at Grumpy's. Lunchtime today, starting at noon, so do make it a Grumpy's experience today.
Kayer Kosher, your accounting, financial planning, tax preparation, and business consulting services of Woonsocket and Warwick. 600 Cass Avenue, Woonsocket, Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. Call us locally at 766-8100. Remember, outside of the tax season, we do planning for business, individuals, and families. We're Kayer Kosher. We're certified public accountants. Again, our local number, 766-8100. And remember, having Kayer Kosher to consult with on your personal financial situation is like having all the right answers. Charlie's Tire and Service Center in Bellingham is the go-to shop for all your tire and mechanical needs, serving Bellingham, Franklin, Blackstone, and nearby communities for well over 40 years. We specialize in tires, wheel alignments, and general auto maintenance and repair. South Main Street at Route 126 in Bellingham, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Stop in and talk to our service manager at Charlie's Tire and Service Center. Call us at 508-883-1211 and make an appointment. You can check us out on Facebook, too.
You're listening to WNRI's Upfront, a radio internet talk show. Now, let's get back to the panel.
And we are back with the panel. The panel is me, your host each and every Friday of the Friday edition of the Upfront Radio Show, John Brian, and you. And you can be a part of the show by calling 766-1380, 769-0600, 1-800-949-9674. Don't forget, upfront at WNRI.com. Well, I just want to say be careful out there this morning, by the way. It is really windy out there, and at some points this morning it was raining sideways with very strong winds, so just be careful. And the last thing we needed was more rain to get that water table even higher. The rain's got nowhere to go, so I hope your basements are okay and that you're okay, and just take care, be safe, and that's all I'll say about that. But more rain. April showers bring May flowers. I don't know what a deluge brings, however. Okay, so here's a topic I've talked about many times, and I'm going to talk about it briefly this morning. There was a bill heard this week, and it is H7727, and you can check that out, H7727. If you know how to use the legislative website, you can go to the Rhode Island Legislature and check it out. It's the Women's The Fairness in Women's Sports Act. And what it did, what it aims to do, is to keep males out of female sports. Pretty simple, huh? I mean, it makes sense. I don't even know why we have to have legislation to do this. A couple points I want to make. The legislator that introduced the bill is Representative Patricia Morgan from West Warwick and Coventry. She is someone who is definitely headstrong, but the membership is not always a fan of Patty Morgan, and so her bills usually get a cool reception. This bill was no exception at all, and she had a parental bill of rights bill on Wednesday, which was absolutely fine. I have no problems with that bill. The fairness in women's sports bill, which is absolutely makes perfect sense. Amazingly, the committee was cool to the bill. Can you believe that? And people came in. Oh, yeah. All kinds of people came in and said how, you know, this is anti-LGBT. And this is, this is driven by hate and all these things. And there's a couple of members. There's one particular member of the committee. Her name is Representative Justine Caldwell. She's from East Greenwich. And she was saying how there's no evidence that females are getting hurt when playing against biological males in female sports, which is amazing to me because there are a number of examples. There was a basketball game in Massachusetts, I believe, in which the team ultimately had to, they had to forfeit the game because a male basketball player had injured three of the girls and they had no one else to play. There was a male in Maine playing field hockey, who hit a ball so hard, it literally broke an opposing team member's face. Like, she had to spend time, significant time in the hospital. Not to mention the males that go into female sport. Because now they say, I'm a female. They say, like last year they were competing. I'll give you an example. Up in Maine, there's this guy that's now in female sport, a cross-country and track runner, who last year was competing in males competition. He decided he was a female. Now he's in the girls. Breaking records, winning championships, winning medals. So when a representative says that, you know, there's no evidence that females are getting hurt, it's not just physical. It's emotional because they're having victories taken and records broken. And it's economical hurt. If someone has a scholarship riding on a championship and it's taken by someone who happens to be a man now, a man who happens to say, now I'm a woman, and they don't get that scholarship, that's economic harm. And she was so proud to say that I only came here today because I want to applaud the people who came to oppose this bill and let you know that there's no way that this committee or this chamber, being the House chamber, would ever pass a bill like this. Why not? She can't make those kinds of guarantees. And I can tell you this. Representative Morgan's running. Apparently, she's running for United States Senator against White House. If she does not return to the House chamber, I'll put that bill in next year. And let me tell you something. That hearing will be very different than it was this time around. Because it's not anti-LGBT. It's pro-female. And the females who can't admit it because they need to bend a knee to the woke mob make me sick. Defend women. Stand up for women. I don't understand how they just allow this to happen. But I will tell you this. If you told me 10 years ago that it would be the right, the conservatives, protecting women's sports, and it would be the left, the liberal Democrats, selling women out, I would not have believed you at all. Do you know that just 17% of Americans believe that trans athletes should be allowed to compete against women and girls? Why do the Democrats defend this? Why? Why is this the hill that they have chosen to die on? I don't understand it. And I will tell you, if I introduce this bill next year, how I will do it. I will bring a basketball that's rubber and orange and made in China. And I will bring it to the hearing and I will put it on the table. And I will say, some of you are going to say that this is a basketball. And I will write two triangles for eyes and a mouth. And I will say, it's not a rubber ball made in China. This is a jack-o'-lantern. This is my jack-o'-lantern, and this is what I put out at Halloween. And now you must say it's a jack-o'-lantern. You cannot believe that it's a rubber ball that's orange and made in China. You cannot say that it's a rubber ball that's orange and made in China. And you cannot comport yourself in a manner that would show that in reality that this is a rubber orange ball made in China. No, you must suspend all objective reality. And you must now say that this is a jack-o'-lantern. And if you don't say that, you are filled with hate. That's the same exact conversation that we're having about males going into female sport. The same exact one. You have to say that's a female. You have to believe that's a female. You have to pretend that's a female. And you have to give out medals like that's a female. But guess what? It's just an orange rubber ball made in China.
Good morning and welcome to WNRI.
Morning, John. How are you?
Good morning.
So, you know, people probably know I find myself actually siding with the liberals on a lot of issues, but this is one that I do not side in any way, shape, or form. So, have you listened to the Joe Rogan podcast episode with Riley Gaines?
I haven't heard it, but I follow Riley Gaines. I am a huge fan of Riley Gaines. And for just a quick, real quick, for people that don't know, Riley Gaines was a collegiate swimmer at Kentucky who lost the national championship to "quote unquote" Leah Thomas, who was a man who actually competed on the men's swim team the year before, but happened to win the national championship against Riley Gaines. Go ahead.
Okay. Yep. No, thanks for the context. So, you know, during that interview, she was saying that what happened to the university, I think it was Pennsylvania, Leah Thomas, look, I have no hate for the person. I think this is a person that is pursuing their, following their pursuit to happiness. I think him and her and I are in different mental spaces. So, I don't have any hate towards Leah Thomas. I would never suggest anyone, you know, make threaten or anything like that. It's not about that, but what it's about is when Leah Thomas was in the bathroom changing, he or she, whatever, was naked and his genitalia was exposed. And what happened was some of the girls in the locker room complained to the university. They said, look, we're just not comfortable seeing a man's genitalia. We're 18, 19-year-old girls, and some of them are just abstinent and they're Christian. And the university's response, John, this is what blew my mind. The university's response was they emailed all the females, and they said they didn't use these exact words, but they said that there's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with the females, and they suggested that the females go to counseling. So at the University of Pennsylvania, if you are an 18-year-old freshman or even a 17-year-old freshman, some people enter college early, if you do not want to see a man's genitalia in your locker room, there's something wrong with you, and that 17-year-old girl needs counseling to overcome her homophobia. Now, when I heard that, I'm like, okay, this is crossing the line into, this is anti-woman. This is like literally the University of Pennsylvania is taking hostile positions against women. I don't have a question, but that's all I wanted to say.
No, you're absolutely right. And they said that, and not only did they say that, they said, if you don't like it, you can go change somewhere else. I don't understand. Go change somewhere else. It's the women's locker room. Where am I supposed to go? So, you know, where we are on this issue has become, it is no longer about reality and sensibility. It is about ideology taking hold and refusing to move off that ideology. It's about more about ideology than it is about common sense and objective reality. And no matter what, you cannot suspend objective reality, and that's the truth. Like you said, I have no problems with someone if they say, I want to live my life as a woman. Great. Live your life as a woman, but don't make me now socially punished for not saying you are a woman, same as my mom and my sister, my wife and my daughters, because you're not.
Let me ask you this question, John. Maybe I do have a question. Can I ask another question?
Good.
Okay, so what is your opinion on Leah Thomas, though? Because I'm torn, because I think that somebody who's born a man should go to the locker room that they should use. And even if they do identify as a woman or whatever, I think they should still use the men's locker room and just do their thing. Just shower with the guy. Like, it's, you know, I mean, if they're uncomfortable showering with the guys and the women are uncomfortable showering with them, so they should understand that. Do you have like hatred towards someone like Leah Thomas, or do you think that they're just confused? Like,
I think that the guy wants to live his life as a woman now. That's fine. You can do that. But it's not going to be at the expense of objective reality. We're not going to all of a sudden upend what we know, that there are two sexes, there are two locker rooms, there are two genders, there are two sports. Because you have decided, and I say you being Leah Thomas, you have decided you now want to compete with the women. That's not the way it works. If you want to compete with the women, well,
I don't know what to tell you. It's a woman's sport, so you're going to have to stay with the men. Or they're going to have to do a new non-binary category where anyone can compete. The problem is, I'm going to let you go on this point. Men are invading, males are invading female sport. Females are not invading male sport. Why? Because men are bigger, faster, stronger, and better. And if you put females into, if you tried to have a female going out to play in the NCAA men's championship on either UConn or Purdue, it would be impossible. But if you put a male, if you took Zach Edley and put him on Iowa, they probably would have won the national championship. You know what I mean? Women are not trying to invade men's sport because they can't play men's sport because men are bigger, stronger, faster, because there are differences in the sexes. And I agree with you 100%, and I thank you for the call.
Take care, bye.
Bye. Good morning and welcome to WNRI.
I would like to answer your question about how you were talking about 17% of the country is only in favor of letting this happen and the rest is opposed. I can answer why the Democrats always defend these positions, because that is what makes up most of their party. If you look at all the rules and stuff that the Democrats want, they make no sense unless you look at it from a point of view of that are the type of people that make up their party. And they want to pass drug legislation, which I know Jeff Gamache is opposed to, and so am I, on heavy-level drugs, being small amounts being legal. LSD is LSD. You don't be driving around. Adderall's Adderall. You can't legalize these drugs in small amounts because that's just them opening the door for the legalization of the drug later on down the road. And the reason that they want to have decriminalized small amounts is because maybe some of these politicians like taking these drugs. You got to figure, well, you get in office to satisfy your own personal agenda. That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, right.
Things that they don't like tree limbs falling in your land from the other guy's yard, and leaves, remember the leaves falling in someone else's yard? That guy was put legislation in because he didn't want his neighbor's leaves in his yard. It's a self-satisfying agenda, and that is all over the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is actually made up of all the crybaby minorities that are in the minority and not in the majority as far as perversion, drug use, driving without a license. Look, that guy who just hit and ran someone in Massachusetts is out on bail. That's the answer to the question.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Listen, thank you for the call. I appreciate the answer.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, all right. I'm up against it.
Okay. If it's not logical, it's a mental illness. So when you think that you inhabit your woman's spirit inhabiting a man's body, this is a religious thing. We're looking at it all wrong. This is a crazy religion, because that's spiritual belief. Think that you're a woman in a man's body.
It is an ideological religion. So, all right, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
God bless. Bye.
Good morning and welcome to WNRI.
Yeah, Josh, the only thing I got to disagree with you is Leah Thomas does not want to live as a woman. If he wanted to live as a woman, he wouldn't still be intact. This is just a cheap grab at getting something without playing the game to get something, without actually giving up what he has.
Oh, so you're saying giving up what he has in terms of anatomy.
That's right. If he wanted to live as a woman, he'd be living as a woman. He is not living as a woman. He's simply taking advantage of the system so he can win championships and make money and have commercials and everything like that. But correct me if I'm wrong, he's still intact. He's not actually having any operations or anything to become a woman, is he? Oh. Doesn't he still date women?
I have no idea, but I will tell you this. You can cut off whatever you want to cut off. And all that means is you're a guy that cut your stuff off, and it doesn't make you a woman. It just makes you a guy that got surgically mutilated. There's nothing that can make a man a woman. There's nothing that can, the only thing that can make a woman is being born as a woman. That's it.
Well, I agree with you 100%, but my point is the idea that he's trying to live as a woman, I don't buy that at all.
No, I understand your point, and I thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Good morning, and welcome to WNRI.
Good morning. I haven't spoken with you in a while. This is Sue from Cranston. How are you, Representative?
I'm good, thank you. How's the reception out there in Cranston?
You know, we got a pretty windy day going on here today, so I hope that the signal holds. So I'll make this brief. Listen, I'll speak to you like a lawyer because you're a great lawyer. So here we go. Plessy versus Ferguson, I believe that was 1898, said separate is equal, correct?
That is correct.
We're moving on to Brown versus the Board of Education, which reversed that and says separate but equal is not okay. Equal is equal. Okay. Here's what we got going on with the issues that you discussed. Don't we have a mayor in Boston and many people right now on college campuses all around the country saying separate is equal? We've reverted back to Plessy versus Ferguson. So the black community and Black Lives Matter and the trans community and the gay community, so on and so forth, you know, they had an all-black Christmas party or a people of color in Boston. It's mind-bending. So that notwithstanding, when it comes to Leah Thomas and trans in sports, now they are confusing their issues or not. I'm not really sure. But now they're saying equal is equal. So on some issues, they're saying separate but equal is okay. And mostly when it comes to minorities in the Democratic Party and so on, right? But when it comes to the trans or gay issue, now equal is equal. And I've noticed this and I've thought, wow, they really want to have it all. And I applaud that because, you know, I feel that if you're trans, be you. Be who you are. That's the beauty of life. You get to choose. But don't marginalize people that after you've been marginalized. So they've been marginalized, but now they think it's okay to marginalize others to get their demands met. And the other point I want to make is one last thing about Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas is a man who claims that that I want to be a woman now. Okay. But Leah Thomas has also said, I like to dress as a woman, but I like women too. So I'm not gay. I don't want to be with a man. I still want to be with women. So imagine being in a locker room with a guy who says he's a woman, who's letting his penis hang out, who is looking at the girls in a way that he's attracted to because he still wants to be with women. How crazy is that? That's coming from Leah Thomas's own mouth. So, I mean, this whole thing is so ridiculous. But I just wanted to point out those few things. And I mean, what are people supposed to, if you say, and you're right, Representative, if you say, I don't support this, I'm not for this, what do they do? People are terrified of losing what little sanity in their own lives they have left because everything is so bleeping mental right now. So they're afraid, and they've instilled that fear. And no, I have one last point, and then I'll go. Okay, why is all of this happening? Doesn't anybody make their coffee in the morning and look out at the sunrise and say, you know, I don't know why all of a sudden drag queens want to read to children and this trans agenda just popped up out of nowhere. Gee, I don't know. Maybe because Joan Rivers said it best. It's okay. It's okay. We have one in the White House. I'll leave you with that. If you know, you know. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Sue from Cranston. Haven't heard her in a while. I always a great caller. Yeah, she that Leah Thomas thing she said about dressing as a woman but liking women, and I feel like the robot who was fed a singularity, and it was like, and my brain exploded. Like I can't process too much to process because none of it makes sense. And what she's saying about if you know, you know. Well, some say Big Mike used to live in the White House. Emailer, hey John, tell Justine Caldwell that there is no evidence that law-abiding gun owners are the reason for all of the so-called gun violence. But nonetheless, she always submits anti-Second Amendment legislation. Every legislative session that has no impact on criminals, he is absolutely right. Thank you very much, Emailer. Okay, we're going to switch gears. When we come back, we're going to talk about where we are today and why what they're telling you from the White House press briefing room is false, as always. I don't think they tell the truth about literally anything there. And what we're about to talk about when we come back from our break is no exception right here on the Friday edition of the Upfront Radio Show on 1380 AM and 99.9 FM, WNRI.
The go-to place for authentic Italian dining is Savini's Pomodoro Italian Kitchen and Bar. Over 20 Italian dishes made to order from our menu, or experience our Sicilian-style pizza. Build your own while you choose from your veggies, meats, and cheeses. And, of course, our traditional family-style chicken dinner is offered every day. Savini's Pomodoro on Rathbun Street, with affordable accommodations for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, and business meetings. Closed Mondays, open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 4, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at noon. For reservations, call 762-5114. That's 762-5114. Savini's Pomodoro Italian Kitchen and Bar, 476 Rathbun Street, Woonsocket.
Inviting you to join us at our family-owned businesses, Savini's or Ciro's, perfect for any event.
Soup and salad bar now available, and Papa Savini's famous roasted chicken and noodle soup, also available by the 32-ounce jar to take home at Savini's Pomodoro.
Alert. Alert, today's the last day, Friday, that's right, Tuesday through Friday for that early bird special, 4 to 5:30 at Savini's Pomodoro, $11.99 will get you that early bird special. Make sure you go in and get that today. If you don't, you got to wait till Tuesday, so you got 4 to 5:30. So, you know, if you're one of those early arrivers, if you leave your house now, you will only have to wait 7 hours in the parking lot for the early bird special to begin. 4 to 5:30, $11.99 at Savini's Pomodoro today, and it's not over the weekend, Tuesday through Friday only, so go take advantage of that special today, starting at 4.
American-made products. That's what we feature at Waltz Clothing, 837 Cumberland Hill Road, Woonsocket. Open Tuesday through Saturday. American-made, we're serious. Boots from Carolina, Thorogood, Red Wing, and Rocky, all made in the USA. Also, American-made sweatshirts, American-made socks, full-grain leather belts, bootlaces and leather guards and boot guards. And we carry Treads rubber overboots, American-made. So come on in to the place where the work person and finds everything they need. Waltz Clothing, 837 Cumberland Hill Road. Find us on Facebook, or if you have a question, 765-7582.
Well, here's a question for you from Vern Rainville. Do you have frozen pipes or ice dams causing some damage to your home last winter? Well, this is probably covered by insurance. And did you know that you have 2 years to file a claim? Call Vern Rainville, the local adjuster that represents you, not the insurance company. Vern is a licensed public adjuster by the state of Rhode Island and will work for you to initiate a claim. You can call Vern Rainville today at 484-300-8495 for a free, no-obligation in-home consultation. All calls are returned in less than 24 hours.
You're listening to WNRI's Upfront, a radio internet talk show. Now, let's get back to the panel.
And we're back with the panel, and the panel is me, your host each and every Friday, John Brand. And you, of course. We're about to switch gears, but because I got an email from a dear friend, Sandra LaFrance, the Friday email that I look forward to, I'm going to cover this topic, and then I'm going to switch gears. Subject is transgenders in sports. Good morning, John. Despite what transgender women and bat-crazy liberals, woke people, insist there are inherent differences between men and women. In my opinion, any biological man who gets awards, trophies when playing against biological women are frauds. When a transgender woman goes through labor and gives birth, then their claims may be worth listening to. But we all know that won't happen. Final words. If Garrett Mancieri replaces Mr. Phillips, I'm curious how he would vote. That's from Sandra LaFrance. Well, I think that they'll be in that election for District 51. First of all, Sandra, I agree with you. Of course, everything you said, as usual. If there is a race in District 51, it's apparently Garrett Mancieri, councilman, says he's going to run for that seat. I think that during that campaign, he should be asked specific questions, where he stands on Second Amendment rights, where he stands on abortion rights, where he stands on illegal immigration, where he stands on transgender issues, because I think people need to give real answers, not political, mealy-mouth answers that are meant to just make everybody happy. No, people should know where everybody stands. You certainly know where I stand. And where I stand is on the side of sanity, I think. And speaking of sanity, I want to kind of get this out there to you now. We have a caller on the line. Caller, I will be with you right now. I just got to set the table here. The White House is telling you just last week, inflation is down. Yeah, inflation is down. And wages are up. What that means is, in simple terms, you're paying less and you're making more. That's what they're telling you. You tell me that's not propaganda coming out of the White House. Are you paying less when you go to the grocery store this week? Are you making more money now? Does your dollar bill get stretched further now? I don't think so. Since Biden took office, gasoline up 47.8%, groceries 21%, eating out 21%, baby food 30%, pet food 23%, rent 20%, electricity 28%, natural gas 26%, used cars 20%, airfare 32%, public transportation 22%, real average weekly earnings down 3.9%. The only decrease that has happened are wages. Everything else has gone up, but the White House is telling you quite the opposite. So this is what I'm going to ask you right now. Can you imagine believing that climate change is caused by the solar eclipse? That the moon is a planet made of gas? That NPR is actually honest journalism? That murderers deserve condolences, not their victims? That inflation is caused by greed and not by printing unlimited money? That squatters deserve more rights than homeowners? That you could secure the border by letting everyone in? That white rural rage is the real threat to democracy? That diversity is not diversity, not unity, is our strength? That D.C. just needs all more money to fix all of our problems? That calling a murderer an animal is somehow offensive? That schools and not parents should raise our kids? That you can make a boy a girl by mangling his genitals or make a girl a boy by cutting off her breasts? And that killing babies is simply access to health care? Can you imagine believing any of those things? Well, I will tell you that the divided America has now become a situation where it is between anyone with a grip on reality and the criminally insane. Good morning and welcome to WNRI.
Holy mackerel. I'm going to be fast, John. First of all, thank you. And that woman who called, I hadn't thought about Plessy versus Ferguson and Brown versus Board of Education in years.
And you are a teacher, but that's your wheelhouse.
I know. I just hadn't thought about it in a long time. So I'm going to be very brief. There's a young man. I'm not advocating for TikTok, but this guy apparently has burst upon the scene. I don't know his name, but he got a lot of notoriety because he rants and raves on his break on TikTok that he earns three times the minimum that you need to stay alive. Three times, but he can't live because everything is too expensive. So that would speak directly to what you just brought up. The second thing I want to bring up is Catherine Herridge. And I only want people to, if you're interested in journalism and interested in whether we, the people more or less on the right, are correct when we say that the media is not to be trusted, look up Catherine Herridge and follow her story. Today, there was a young woman named Michaela Montgomery who hugged Trump down in Atlanta at a Chick-fil-A. And this, to me, I kind of thought she's kind of like a young black version of the Grandmothers Against Socialism up here. We're a local group, but man, she got national recognition because Trump hugged her in a Chick-fil-A. She's a big Trump supporter, and I'm so happy for her. Her name is Michaela Montgomery. Let's make her a national figure. And the lady that called and she said, why is all this happening? Last point, John, please watch A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. And when you do, everything will become very clear. And by the way, men that cut off their junk are called eunuchs. And a lot of kings used to choose young boys to do that to protect their harems. This is not new. But who the hell does that? They did it to young boys. They said to their mothers, your son is poor, he'll have a terrible life. This way, he'll have a very luxurious life. He just won't have sex. I'm done.
Interesting stuff from the cat lady. Thank you so much, as usual.
Bye.
Good morning and welcome to WNRI.
Hey, John. The thing I hear everybody speaking, and we're speaking about this, but I'm going to stick to my word is treason. There's that in the Senate, they want to go after that guy from the, I forget his name, the Spanish name, Amora or something. He runs the border.
Mayorkas.
Yeah. I mean, they should get these people out of here. I could take it further. I thought for treason, they do away with them, you know. But this whole administration, as you already know, they're trying to break this country to put us out with the join the one world government. And they're going to try this guy, Sleepy Joe. They got to get him and Obama. I call him O'Biden and Obama and Pelosi. They got to be at least put in a locked nursing home, at the very least. But I can think of other things, but at their age, and this has got to stop. It's called treason. They're going against the Constitution. No matter any way you look at it, they're doing it purposely, going against the Constitution. With this guy here now, you know, we're saying that let's pray that President Trump wins in November, the great 45 and 46. But the thing is, if Iran hits Israel, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, they may say, oh, we have to call off the election, all that crazy stuff. That's what I'm thinking.
Don't be surprised. Do not be surprised. If it looks like that Trump's ahead in the polls, there's going to be a giant event that they're going to say, oh, we have to call off the election or some reason. I'm telling you, I would not be surprised. You bring up a great point. I thank you for the call.
All right. Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
You too. God bless. Couple of quick points, because it's hard to believe it's 8:55, actually turning 8:56 any second. So I want to get a few points out of there just to make you think before we leave the show today. Look, I want to tell you that unlimited immigration and lack of assimilation in this country, an open border, a non-existent border, that's the true existential threat to this country. That's a threat that is going to come home to roost sooner or later. It's going to. Just this week, okay, there was an activist leading Muslims in a chant pledging death to America. It's right there on video. Now, you may think this happened in Iran. You may think this happened in Gaza. You may think this happened somewhere else. Death to America. No. Right there in Dearborn, Michigan, in the United States of America, a Muslim gathering chanting death to America. Do you understand now? Do you understand that the reason why Joe Biden, the star of the movie Weekend at Bernie's, is abandoning Israel and is not talking about American hostages still held? Because he's trying to placate voters in Dearborn, Michigan. He wants to win. He can't lose Michigan. So he will sell you out. He will sell this country out. He will sell out Israel. He will sell out the American hostages. all in hopes to get the votes of the same people that chant death to America right in our homeland. It's a travesty. Finally, you can't hate the mainstream media enough. You can't. They can't suck enough. There is a article here that says, police fire 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop. And they show his high school picture, his high school graduation picture. That high school graduation picture is 8 years old. They didn't show his mugshot from just 5 months ago. The guy's name is Dexter Reed. In Chicago, Dexter Reed was stopped by Chicago police. Dexter Reed got out of the car. Dexter Reed popped off 11 shots at the Chicago police. The Chicago police fired back. Cook County records showed Reed was out on pretrial release after being charged in 23 with three counts of aggravated unlawful use of a weapon and one count of possession of a firearm with a revoked firearms owner identification card. He had appeared in court in person just days before the shooting. But CBS of Chicago says, why did Dexter Reed traffic stop shootout with Chicago police escalate so rapidly? I'll tell you why. He got out of the car and started shooting at the Chicago police. So guess what? They popped him. But the mainstream media is trying to make another folk hero, another George Floyd, another anti-cop, you know, story, more rhetoric. It's so destructive and divisive. Don't believe the news, ever. Thanks for listening this morning. Thanks for calling. Thanks for emailing. Thanks for thinking. Thanks for being there. I will return tomorrow morning with Saturday Soapbox from 8:30 to 10:30, and we will return next week. God bless.
This has been WNRI's Upfront, presented weekday mornings at 8 a.m. Upfront is a regular public affairs presentation of News Talk 1380, WNRI Woonsocket.